This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, hip-hopopotamuses and rhinoceroses, cheesecake truck heists, and more, as we look at a selection of the best, or at least the funniest, comedy indie rock songs.
Nobody understands me because I am so deep. In my work, I make allusions to books that nobody else has read, music that nobody else has heard, and art that nobody else has seen. I can't help it because I am so much more intelligent and well-rounded than everyone who surrounds me. I stopped watching TV when I was 6 months old because it was so boring and stupid, and started reading books and going to recitals and art galleries. I don't go to recitals anymore because my hearing is too sensitive. And I don't go to art galleries anymore because there are people there and I can't deal with people because they don't understand me. I stay home reading books that are beneath me and working on my work, which no one understands. I'm sensitive. I am sensitive.
Welcome to episode 191 of A Sonic Youth. This week, as we reach ever closer to midwinter, here's a little pick-me-up episode, as we look at the best, or as I said, the funniest, comedy indie rock songs. Opening the show was Sensitive Artist, one of my many favourites by what I see as a definitive band from that genre, the great King Missile. More on King Missile soon, but first, their greatest song, and a modest indie rock hit, Detachable Penis. Written about? Well, a detachable penis. Lost after a party, our protagonist heads down to the Ukrainian market in the New York East Village and finds it for sale. The next line is one of my favourites ever. He wanted $22, but I talked him down to $17. Aside from its iconic lyrics, this track, like some others in the King Missile discography, is also just a really good song. That reverby guitar riff and solo is pure rock and roll, and there's this constant simple synth riff playing deep in the mix, which adds another layer to the sound. Here's Detachable Penis.
I woke up this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time,
I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
This is a Sonic Youth. This week we're looking at comedy indie rock songs, and that was King Missa with Detachable Penis. Next up is a track from a band which surely influenced King Missa. It's the Philly-based comedy punk rock band The Dead Milkmen. They're most well known for the excellent song Punk Rock Girl, but The Dead Milkmen's finest hour was their 1985 debut, Big Lizard in My Backyard. And from that album we hit the modest college radio hit Bitchin' Camaro. The song starts with two teen characters talking about their plans to go down to the shore, before the track breaks out into the hardcore punk of Bitchin' Camaro. Aside from the outdated now and then reference to AIDS, it's a hilarious exchange. My favourite line is when one of the guys talks about his parents driving the new car down from the Bahamas. The other guy says you're kidding, and he replies, I must be, the Bahamas are islands. I refuse to believe that was scripted. Here's Bitchin' Camaro.
Hey Jack, what's happening?
I don't know.
Well, rumor around town says you might be thinking about going down to the shore.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go down to the shore.
What are you gonna do down there?
I don't know. Play some video games, buy some Def Leppard t-shirts.
Don't forget your Motley Crue t-shirt. You know, all proceeds go to get their lead singer out of jail.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to go down. Hey, we gonna check out the sandbar while you're down there?
What's the sandbar?
It's a place that lets 16-year-old kids drink.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, hey, guess who's gonna be there?
Who?
My favorite cover band, Crystal Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, they do a Doors show. He's really impressed. In fact, it goes a little like this. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl, cause I got AIDS. Love me two times, baby, once for tomorrow, once cause I got AIDS. Pretty good Jim Morrison in prison there. I hope those guys have a good sense of humor and don't take us into court.
What's the court?
Never mind that.
The important thing
here... You mean
here,
the People's Court?
No, that's another story. The important thing here is that we get to the part where you ask me how I'm going to get down to the shore.
Oh, how are you getting down to the shore?
Funny you should ask. I've got a car now.
Oh, wow. How'd you get a car?
Oh, my folks drove it up here from the Bahamas.
You're kidding.
It must be. The Bahamas are islands. Okay, the important thing here is that you asked me what kind of car it is.
What kind of car do you got?
I've got a bitchin' Camaro.
Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, I ran over my neighbors. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, now I'm in all the papers. My folks bought me a bitchin' Camaro with no insurance to match. So if I happen to run you down, please don't leave a scratch. I ran over some old lady one night at the county fair, and I didn't get arrested because my dad's a mayor. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, donuts on your lawn. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, Tony, Orlando, and Dawn. When I drive past the kids, they all spit and cuss, cause I've got a bitchin' Camaro and they have to ride the bus. So you better get out of my way when I come through your yard, cause I've got a bitchin' Camaro and an Exxon credit card. Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, hey man, where you headed? Bitchin' Camaro, bitchin' Camaro, I'm drunk on unleaded.
That was The Dead Milkman with Bitchin' Camaro. Back to King Missile now. The band has always been headed by New York native John S. Hall. He started reading his poetry in New York clubs in the mid-80s, and later added some more interest by getting his friend Dog Bob to play guitar alongside. This eventually resulted in the first of many King Missile lineups, after a drummer, bassist, and xylophonist were added too. Their debut album Fluting on the Hump was recorded in about 10 hours and released in 1987. That and their second album Dogfly Religion, which followed shortly thereafter, had decent college radio success. Their 1990 album Mystical Shit went to number one on the College Music Journal charts. That success was headed by the hilarious track Jesus Was Way Cool. It's another personal favourite. He could have turned sugar into cocaine or vitamin pills into amphetamines. No wonder there are so many Christians.
Jesus was way cool. Everybody liked Jesus. Everybody wanted to hang out with him. Anything he wanted to do, he did. He turned water into wine. And if he wanted to, he could have turned weed into marijuana, or sugar into cocaine, or vitamin pills into amphetamines. He walked on the water and swam on the land. He would tell these stories, and people would listen. He was really cool. If you were blind or lame, you just went to Jesus and he would put his hands on you and you would be healed. That's so cool. He could have played guitar better than Hendrix. He could have told the future. He could have baked the most delicious cake in the world. He could have scored more goals than Wayne Gretzky. He could have danced better than Baryshnikov. Jesus could have been funnier than any comedian you can think of. Jesus was way cool. He told people to eat his body and drink his blood. That's so cool. Jesus was so cool. But then some people got jealous of how cool he was, so they killed him. But then he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, danced around, and went up to heaven. I mean, that's so cool. Jesus was way cool. No wonder there are so many Christians.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was King Missile, with Jesus Is Way Cool. King Missile eventually collapsed in the mid-90s, and band leader John S. Hall attended law school and graduated with honours, eventually co-founding his own firm. Hall also released solo albums, before forming King Missile 3, which released albums in the early 2000s. King Missile 4, formed in 2014, released more music and toured here in New Zealand. There are so many other great King Missile songs, most of which I can't play here today. But here's one more favourite. A very relatable song, I feel. Cheesecake Truck tells the story of a love of cheesecakes getting out of control.
Sweet
So then I got this idea about driving a cheesecake truck, because I figured at the end of the day, I could take some of the leftover cheesecakes home, and I love cheesecake. So I went to the Cheesecake Company, and they asked me if I could drive a truck, and I said yes, and they said, you're hired. So the next day, I got in the truck with all the cheesecakes, and I drove about a block, and I just had to have a cheesecake. So I pulled over and opened the truck, and I got a cheesecake, and I also took one for later, and I took one for my friend Farm Boy, and I took one to bring home, and by that time, I had eaten one of the cheesecakes, so I took another one. Then I figured I might as well stop at my house to drop off all the cheesecakes. So I take 5 cakes to eat on the way, and I drive another block and a half to my house. Now it's lunchtime, so I ate 10 cheesecakes and a cheesecake for dessert. I should point out, by the way, that all of these cheesecakes were very delicious. Anyway, I decided that the only thing to do would be to eat all the rest of the cheesecakes and hide the truck somewhere and leave town. And I miss everybody a lot, but I'm not really sorry, because they were very delicious cheesecakes.
That was King Missile with Cheesecake Truck. Next up is a somewhat more serious song, but it does fit the bill, and it's such a good song that it needs to be played. It's by New Jersey indie rock and folk punk band The Front Bottoms, much loved 2013 album Talon of the Hawk. That album is where you'll find the pretty essential punk folk hit Twin Size Mattress, but my favourite song from the record is the short sharp punk rocker Au Revoir Adios. I love the way the rock and roll part arrives in this song. It's a long-time personal favorite.
You know what I think's really sad? I know how really sad you are. I'm probably gonna leave real soon. Just wanted to let you know before I say au revoir. Au revoir. You probably don't even know what that means. Au revoir. Au revoir. You probably don't even know what that means. She says that it's French. I know what it means. You don't have to be so mean. If you wanna leave, why don't you go? Right before she walks away, I'm pretty sure I hear her say, adios, adios. I bet you think I don't know what that means. Adios, adios. I bet you think I don't know what that means. Rock and roll.
That was Au Revoir from The Front Bottoms. Next up are some Aussie classics from The Chats. The original lineup of the band met in a high school music class at a Catholic college on the Sunshine Coast. Their debut EP, self-titled, was recorded at another high school. We'll play a song from that in a sec. But their next release was a slightly more polished 2017 EP, Get This In Ya. The opening track, Smoko, became a viral hit, best accompanied by its legendary music video.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Smoko by The Chats. The Chats have since gone on to release two studio albums, and they're decent punk rock releases, but they arguably never captured the more amateurish comedy of their earliest work. That debut EP features the likes of the 53-second hardcore punk rocker Yeah Nah and Mum Stole My Darts, but the standout track is their ode to VB, Victoria Bitter, the Beer of Straya. And as much as this is a comedy song, and as much as there are many other beers I'd rather drink, I do think it's a genuinely sweet piece of music. An Australian bogan campfire song. Here's VB Anthem.
Stubbies, toys, whatever you need. I can't resist that red, white, and green. I'd rather be than with the boys sinking me.
That was The Chats with VB Anthem. Finally, we couldn't do a show about comedy alt-rock without mentioning The Flight of the Conchords. Self-proclaimed as New Zealand's fourth most popular guitar-based digi-bono a cappella rap-funk comedy folk duo, they're most well known for the brilliant HBO show of the same name. That's kind of the best music-based comedy since Spinal Tap, and they released the music from that show on a 2008 self-titled LP. Understanding of the songs is heavily aided by watching the show, but they are still hilarious by themselves. And again, while these are not serious songs, there is certainly musical ability here. To me, the definitive song is Hip Hopopotamus vs. Rhymonosaurus, featuring Hip Hopopotamus and Rhymonosaurus. This song is played where Jermaine and Brett break out their gangster rapper personalities in the middle of a mugging. It's absolutely genius writing and delivery. So it's The Flight of the Conchords to close off the show this week.
I'm the motherfucking rhinoceros. My bees are fat and the birds are on my back and I'm horny.
I'm horny.
If you choose to proceed, you will indeed concede. Cause I hit you with my flow, the wild rhyme will stampede. I'm not just wild, I'm trained, domesticated. I was raised by a rapper and writer that dated and subsequently procreated. That's how it goes. Here's the hip-hop-hopotamus, the hip-hop-hip-hop.
They call me the hip-hop-hopotamus. My lyrics are bottomless.
Sometimes my rhymes are polite, and I thank you for dinner, Miss Wright. That was very delicious, good night. Sometimes they're obscene, like a pornographic dream. NC-17 with ladies in a stream of margarine. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. some margarine.
They call me the hip-hop-opotamus. Flows that glow like phosphorus. Popping off the top of this esophagus. Rocking this metropolis. I'm not a large water-dwelling mammal. Where did you get that preposterous hypothesis? Did Steve tell you that perchance? Steve.
My rhymes and records, they don't get played. Because my records and rhymes, they don't get made. And if you rap like me, you don't get paid. And if you roll like me, you don't get laid.
My rhymes are so potent that in this small segment I made all of the ladies in the area pregnant. Yeah, sometimes my lyrics are sexist, but you lovely bitches and hoes should know I'm trying to correct this.
Other rappers dismay, say my rhymes are sissy. Why
exactly?
What? Why?
Be more constructive with your feedback, please. Why?
Why?
Why? Cause I rap about reality. Like me and my grandma drinking a cup of tea. There ain't no party like my nana's tea party. Hi, ho. I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
Who's the mother flippin'?
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
I'm the mother flippin'.
Mother flippin'.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.